Democrat Katie Porter called local police department a disgrace and unearthed texts. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on September 27, 2022. Democrat Representative Katie Porter, DCA, bashed her local police department, calling them a disgrace, after they arrested a man she lives with for allegedly assaulting one of her protesters, Fox News reported. "Well, your police force is a disgrace," Porter told Durban Mayor Farrakhan in text messages obtained by Fox News. "I will never trust them again," another one of Porter's texts to Khan said. Porter was apparently upset with how Irvine Police Department handled the July 2021 arrest of her roommate, Julian Willis. Willis got into a fight with an anti-Porter protester at the Congresswoman's first town hall since the coronavirus pandemic hit. According to Irvine Police, punches were thrown in the fight, which left the protester with a bloody nose. Irvine Police, who had several officers present from the event, said there were opposing opinions at the town hall. It got heated and punches were thrown. One man received a bloody nose. Willis was cited and taken into custody for the fight. Willis shares a home address with Porter, according to arrest and property records, Fox News reported. Jordan Wong, Porter's spokesperson, told Fox News that Porter was upset that a planned family-friendly town hall was hijacked by extremists, who made constituents feel unsafe, including using hateful slurs in front of children. The protesters were reportedly supporters of former President Donald Trump. Wong continued. "She was disappointed that despite our staff alerting police days before the event that the extremists were openly advertising their intention to disrupt the town hall, officers on the day of the incident were hundreds of feet away and did not intervene immediately when fighting broke out. Since then, Rep. Porter and our office have worked productively with the Irvine Police Department, including the Congresswoman hosting the new police chief in her office for a constructive and cooperative meeting." The California Congresswoman, whose net worth is estimated to be as high as $2 million, recently made headlines after reports revealed that she was able to keep her sweetheart housing deal with the University of California Irvine, where she taught law, despite not teaching at the school since being elected to Congress 4 years ago. Further, Porter reportedly made thousands of dollars in royalty payments after requiring her law students to purchase a textbook she authored in several of her courses. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.